Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy October to you. It's October 1st, 2018. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for the Monday podcast as we talk about the astrology and energies of right now, and we focus on the healing themes, how you can work with these energies, some ways to approach what might be coming up for you, how to move through them, and of course, how to maintain your power as well as your conscious choices. That's what I aim to support you with, and the astrology always gives us good insights into what is going on and how we might be feeling it. If you're new to this podcast, thank you for being here. Thank you for connecting. This program has been going strong for about 6 years now. There was a slight sabbatical when I had my son, but that's a good thing because you would not want to have heard from me when I was dealing with a newborn. That was back in 2015. And now this information is really designed to help you understand astrology no matter where you're at in your understanding, whether you are brand new, you're emerging in this knowledge, or you have been connecting with it for years or decades. I just hope to offer something of value to you so that you can, again, maintain your sense of choice. And that is one of our biggest assets, is that we always have choice. And it isn't simply in how you choose to behave, but it's how you choose to look at something, your perspective, your understanding, and where you choose to put your energy. When you move your energy forward, that's where, of course, that's where you go. I mean, when you learn something new, right? You started learning about astrology, and you discover there was many resources, there's many astrologers, there's many ways to learn this information, and you made choices about where to get your information or how to use this astrological information. That's the power of choice, and we have that every day, every hour, and right now we have it in a very big way because we're moving into new territory here as we approach the next decade. And right now we're in the energy of feeling some big things shifting perhaps within yourself. You can see it out in the world. And this October, we have even more shifts happening. And the shift is hitting the fan, and it's meant to, it needs to. And I don't mean this with any particular agenda or even a political perspective. I mean it in terms of the consciousness rising on the planet, the awareness of what we need to see, of information we need to know, of how we all truly deserve to have the facts and the information and what that means as a result. That's really a big theme of what we've been moving through here. And in October, we are stepping into some things that are ready to change within ourselves. And so in this episode, I'm going to speak about harmony, specifically inner harmony. And I want to offer you some ways to look at that because we are moving through the sun in Libra. And Libra is the masculine and the feminine, yin and yang, anima, animus. And it is the energies within us that are in harmony. And we have the choice to make about returning to harmony based on what that is within our own definition. Because my definition of harmony might be different than your definition of harmony, and that's great because it just needs to work for you. And the Libra energy is that balance point. However, balance is not something that we always maintain, nor should we expect ourselves to. So when you look at a teeter-totter or a seesaw, it goes back and forth. That's what it's meant to do. That's the energy. It goes this side, it goes that side, it goes this side, it goes that side. That's related to Libra. Libra is commonly associated with the justice scales. What is just and where the scales will tip to one side or tip to the other side, and where you are analyzing both sides of a story, where you are weighing the pros and the cons. These are all things that we typically do mentally. Libra is an air sign, and Mercury is in Libra right now as well. So it makes us more cerebrally active, where we have conversations, we want information, we want to understand, and perhaps we're even more open to what's happening on one side and what's happening on the other side, and can we be objective, and do we have all the information? And this is simply an awareness of the energies of Libra in your natal chart. Wherever the Libra energy is for you is where you're being called into this assessment of energetic balance, of where you're being called to be in that place of an objective observer who can perhaps remove the emotional charge or fiery opinions and come into a place of what is this on one hand and what is this on the other hand. Now, that actually can sound ideal because as humans, we have a lot inside of us. We have our emotions. We have our opinions. We have our fire. Perhaps there's even so much more to it that you have. You know, some people can be very cynical, right? Or they can be very petty, or, I mean, that can just be a whole, that's just a whole area of things to go into right now. But the Libra energy is saying, can you put some things aside for the sake of your own inner harmony, of what is pulling you out of those places in you where you are perhaps too far on one side of the seesaw or the other? Now, you're not meant to be without an opinion or without an emotion. No, it's not removing it. It's understanding that when you can step back and being more diplomatic, you actually can gain more information that then creates a more informed opinion or understanding. So the other thing about the Libra energy is that it is acquiring information. It's taking in what you didn't know, what you didn't see. It's taking in more details, facts, stories, people, things that you wouldn't have normally perhaps known, and you're saying, oh, okay, that's what I didn't know that, or, oh, that's information I didn't have. And this is typically through the people that you are in dialogue with, how you are speaking with other people, because Libra is a relationship energy, so it's how we relate to each other. And that's where we see differences of opinions, different ways of understanding something that we didn't perhaps even consider before. And the best use of Libra is that we come out of our own minds and we look at what else someone else has in their mind. And then you can say, oh, wow, that's really fascinating. Or, no, thank you, I don't want to hear anything else. because we get the broad spectrum of ways that people process information. Every air sign does that. It's how you talk and how you think and your words and how you share externally and how you share internally. And so that's why the voices get louder in our heads. The conversations get louder. We can feel that we're more engaged with other people. Again, this depends on where the Libra energy is in your natal chart, but that's what's coming up. And so we all have more stimuli. And depending on how you are normally engaged with this energy, this might be normal for you. Might be how you have always lived. It's how your world functions and how you just move through life. Or this could be a time when you're getting a lot more information than ever before. And so as we come into contact with more information and we have more to think about, more to sit with, we're meant to take time to see what resonates with us, what is essentially in alignment with our values. Libra is ruled by Venus, and Venus is a reflection of our values, what we believe is worthy to ourselves, and how we share that in relationships. So it comes down basically to what you value. And the people, Libra, the people who are in alignment with your values. And that's what comes up right now. And that's when you have a difference of opinions. And I mentioned a few weeks ago how Libra is also the people who don't like you. And then and it can be polarizing. Your Libra energy can be the where we project. We make the assumptions of, oh, they're thinking this, or, oh, they must be thinking this, or, oh, that's why they're doing this. We don't have the information. We don't know them. So we either project onto others what based on the information we have, or vice versa, other people project onto us based on the information they have, their perspective or their lens on a situation. So clearly the energies really get ramped up here, where we look at all the people we either agree with or disagree with, if you were to put it into simple terms, the people you like, the people you don't like, the people you want to have conversations with, the people you don't want to have conversations with. And right now, Venus is in Scorpio, and she is moving very slowly right now in Scorpio. She's at 10 degrees. And she officially stations retrograde on Friday, October 5th. And that is at 10 degrees as well. So she is at 10 degrees all this week and will be next week as well. And so there's this issue then of Venus in Scorpio where what has been buried comes up. Because Venus in Scorpio, she has her secrets and her hidden realms and her privacy and the things within that she hasn't said, where she feels them and she feels them deeply. This is a passionate energy. And yet, if that energy doesn't ever move, it gets stuck and it festers. I don't even like that word, but that's the right word, fester. It festers under the surface. And that's where resentment, rage, all these things that don't even feel good because they've never breathed. They've just been spinning within. Now, Venus is a water sign Scorpio. Scorpio is a water sign, and it's a fixed water sign. Fixed water, when it's mad, what is it? A hot tub. It's a hot tub that boils and it gets hotter and hotter, and you either have to drain the hot tub or filter it. Venus in Scorpio is the feminine, this is Venus, that is angry. And there's the rage and there's the really intense energies around power. And at first, step one of Venus and Scorpio energies is to say, what am I raging about? And I believe that it's very important to validate it, to not feel shame, to not say that's not okay, to not judge yourself, to say, I'm raging, I'm pissed off, I'm upset about this. And you identify it, and then you allow that feeling to be okay. It's okay to rage. It's okay to be angry at the world at times, or pissed at how things are happening, or upset about this. I mean, it's okay to have these feelings, but we're taught. Or we're taught it's not okay, or we're taught it's not safe. And in reality, it isn't always safe to share this with everyone, but it's okay to have the feelings. So the feminine is pissed off, and she should be, and she should move through it in a healthy way. And by the feminine, this is true for men and women. This is not about gender. This is about the feminine energies that have felt powerless, have felt their power taken away, have felt their power repressed or diminished, or anything where the feminine has not been held in high regard or respect, and where she has been either marginalized, disenfranchised, she has been pushed away, and she is saying, I'm not going to continue that way. I will be heard. I will be expressed. I will be understood. But that begins within you. That is your responsibility. And so that is what this energy of right now is how the strong Libra energies that are ruled by Venus and Scorpio are saying that if you have these feelings coming up, and if you understand that it's okay to have these feelings, then it's also time to take responsibility for how you need to move through them, whether that is through healing, therapy, counseling, spiritual work, body work, reading. I mean, there's so many ways that you can move through these energies in a way that's responsible. Responsible. Where you're then, because part two of Venus in Scorpio retrograde is that first, it comes up where she hasn't felt loved, powerful, respected. And as she drains the hot tub, drains out that energy for her own benefit. I mean, part of the empowerment journey is that you can have people that trigger these experiences in you, whether it be through abuse, relationship dynamics, anything. Of course, it's about other people and what they've done to you or what you've received or what you've held back. But then you move through it in a way that really empowers it for you, as in, I have to do this because I am worthy. I am worthy of a different experience of my own energy. And this is important because otherwise you can be projecting, right? Back to the Libra qualities. You can be projecting. You can be waiting for someone else to do something first. You can be thinking of all the things you're going to say to them. You could be thinking of all the ways you're going to address somebody or have a conversation. But what I want to connect you with first is how it's meant to be an energy within you that you take responsibility for, and you truly work with it. And yes, other people can be involved. And yes, you might have to have those conversations and address someone, yes. But step one is you and taking care of you and making yourself the priority in your own healing and claiming that as your new source of power. And that's going to bring you into a new place of harmony, because you understand that, yeah, maybe I have to drain the hot tub, and then you can realize that after you drain that hot tub, you bring in the fresh, clean, pure water that truly supports your new sense of power. It's a new sense of power, a new sense of this is the respect, this is why I'm worthy, this is why I'm loved, this is why I'm awesome, this is why I am fantastic, and this is why I don't need anyone else to agree with it, because I agree with myself. Harmony. You're bringing back into yourself the harmony that perhaps you've never known or you didn't notice before, you didn't know how to move through it. But you're bringing it back in, and now I'm feeling it as a deep connection to what I'm going to call soul harmony. And this is so funny that I'm running with the hot tub analogy, so let's just go with it. And that, like, you picture a hot tub and that the vessel is soul energy. So it's sort of that place of safety where, okay, if the water is boiling in the hot tub and it's really hot and it's just spinning and spinning and it has nowhere to go, imagine that that is being held by a supreme power, whatever you call that, for yourself, God, creator, the universe, spirit, source. I feel it as a soul vibrational energy that you're holding this boiling water, rage, hurt, anger, and the misconception is that you're alone. The misconception is that you're not supported or that you're separate from your power. And I'm seeing it as this is actually a vessel of unlimited support where you are so loved that you're supported in this healing, and you're supported in a way that, again, you're shifting the perspective to see that, okay, here I am with all these feelings, and maybe they're overwhelming and I didn't realize they were there. And it's your fears, by the way. This is all pertaining to fears. And these can be very deep soul fears that you've had for many lifetimes and incarnations, and you've carried it forward into this lifetime to heal it up real good. And that option is that you've only been focusing on the boiling water without understanding that it's being held with love by a soul vibration, a supreme power that is assisting you with draining out all of those feelings, fears, powerlessness, and separation. That you're not doing it alone, that you are supported in this, and that the strength you need is continuing. It's like this, I'm seeing a spectrum, like a timeline. And you see it as, what I'm seeing on the left-hand side is where the fears show up, and it's like the darker blue, black, brown, gray stuff. It could be decaying almost. It's just like things that you're clearing out, okay? And then as the energy moves forward and it gets clearer, it turns into more orange, pink, yellow, gold, white light. Like it warms up. And it warms up back into a place of love for yourself. And then that is the energy that comes in and replenishes where you drained the hot tub, like where you drained out all that other stuff. This is not a fast process, what I'm hearing either, because it requires some support and help healing as you go. Like there's many layers to it. At least for another maybe 2 months, if that, maybe not quite 2 months. It could just be a month and a half. I'm seeing the energy really change the middle to late November. So it feels like what is coming up right now, it's really important to move through it, because at a soul level in the collective, we all said, okay, we're all going to move through this together, and we're going to have triggers, and we're going to have things that show up that invite us to do our healing. Now, this is free will. This is not something you have to do. But if you don't work with the energy consciously, the energy shows up in other ways. It can show up through your body, especially. So this is a invitation from, think of it from your soul, or from even God, that, you know, it's safe to heal this right now. And that's why I feel it so powerfully. It feels like, you know, if you're not ready, it'll come back around as another good time to heal it. So I guess if you're feeling pushed and you're not quite ready, that's okay too. Everyone has their own timeline, and they have, you should honor that for yourself, of course. But there's a difference between holding back and being afraid to heal versus trusting that it's okay. And what I'm seeing now is the yin-yang energy. And we commonly see it in the black and white. But I'm seeing it in the silver. I'm seeing it as silver and gold. Yin-yang of the... It's interesting because I feel it as, you know, commonly, of course, the masculine and feminine, but I feel it as the human and the spirit working together, and that you're working with your spiritual self and your spiritual self is working with you, that continual support system. I'm also feeling that it's how the energy is meant to flow, that it's not meant to be stagnant or stuck in you, that you're meant to spiral it up to spirit, to hand it over, and to let that energy support you and work with you now. And that the yin and yang of the silver and gold is also a connection to crystalline energies, which are also strongly supporting the human body right now as our bodies ascend, as our bodies become new vessels of energies and energy fields. And I'm also feeling it as energy that's really sparkly, like quartz, actually. Now I'm seeing quartz, which is very supportive of the human body and our vibration and frequencies about, because now I'm seeing how quartz, I'm just going to trust this, because what I'm seeing is how quartz is so nourishing at a cellular level to the body, at a DNA level. It's almost like just carrying the quartz with you, carrying it, putting it against your skin, putting it, I'm seeing it like the inside of your wrists, like to put quartz on the inside of your wrists. I have no idea if that's a thing or not, but that's what I'm seeing, of how it's directly on so the inside of your wrist. You know, the skin can be so thin there, and you can see your veins. And I'm just seeing these pieces of quartz just like settle into the body in a way that supports the body and strengthens it and helps return it to its natural vibration where there's more clarity, harmony, and balance. And with these strong air energies right now, we have the Sun, Mercury, and Mars all in air signs. It's actually getting out of your head if necessary at times too, which is why we have to sleep at night, so we turn off certain parts of our brains to rest. This is where you come back to focusing on the clearing of the mind, the clearing of the brain. So guided meditations and how guided meditations lift you out of your mental cerebral human processing and help connect you with other realms, other energies, but other ways to understand the bigger picture and to reconnect to harmony, reconnect to, I'm hearing harmonics, the harmonics of the galaxy. Oh, well, that's cool. Okay, harmonics of the galaxy, which exist in a ongoing energy exchange of of like silence and light, silence and light, and how light codes, light has a frequency. Whew, I mean, that feels really interesting, actually. Like there's the light frequencies that support us so much right now, and they bring in harmony. Like that brings in a restoration to the cells. We have 7 layers of skin, and how our skin gets nourishment from the light, the warmth, and that it's meant to also support us. Of course, too much results in a sunburn, but we need the vitamin D, and how there can be a deficiency in vitamin D. So this is really interesting how all this is coming through right now, because I feel like we are so out of balance. We're pulled out of balance by so much happening around us that we're meant to return to this inner balance within us, and that is something we have to practice and invite. Okay, and now I'm seeing that going back to the hot tub, that the hot tub has to be drained, because then when it gets refilled, it's filled in with more energies of that silver and gold, yin and yang. And those are the energies that then spin in the hot tub. Whoa, that's pretty cool. That feels really good. Like that feels then it's like it's honoring, right? It's honoring this is my power. This is who I am. This is what I believe. And yes, I'm supported by spirit and spirit is supporting me, but I don't have these other energies circulating within my energy field or within me anymore. And it's time to let those go. Like it's such a deep emotional release. And that type of intensity can pull us out of our inner harmony. But what I'm hearing is it's okay to do that temporarily, because if that teeter-totter seesaw never goes to the sides, then it's stagnant too. So we're meant to be allowing, like I'm seeing the teeter-totter go to the left side, and you know, things like roll off, right? It just slides off, and then it clears out, okay, and then it lifts back up, and it goes to the other side, clear off that, okay, great. Now that energy's gone. Stuff that rolls off to the right is gone. So it then allows like this ongoing motion of energy to keep happening without the stagnation, because the stagnation can happen in our minds when we don't allow in the new information, or when we shut down our emotional self. So this would relate to when we believe we have to be a certain way to maintain appearances, which is Libra, as in it would not be okay to share this publicly, which is smart for some things. You should share it privately with somebody you trust, or only with yourself. Not everything is meant to be public. But you could have that sense of your mind shuts down part of your heart or emotions or healing because it wants to be in control. It doesn't want to go to unknown territory. It's the mental override that we all have at times that is trying to just keep us safe. I just feel like that can hold us back more than we realize. And so allow yourself the release right now, knowing that nothing is going to be out of balance for long. You have a hard week, you have a hard day, you have a hard month. It's not going to be out of balance for long. You know, something to tell you about in my private little world here. Over the past year, I've had many, many vivid dreams, and maybe you do too. And one of the themes in my dreams has been of these famous actors in my dreams. And it's always male, and it's always actors. They're not singers. They're not entertainers. They're not like people in the public eye. It's always actors. And they come into my dreams and they're always asking for something. and or they're like breaking down. And it's funny, I'm not going to say their names because I feel a little protective. not that I know them personally, but you know how you connect with people in other realms. You're like, oh, that was very interesting that we had that energy exchange. And so I was thinking about this. I'm like, it's always actors, it's always men, and it's then they're famous. And I'm like, what is this about? And the information I received was how the masculine collective, as in the definition of men, as we've come to know what it means to be a man, is experiencing the sense of acting, of being in that sense of I have to maintain a certain role, energy, strength, appearance, and yet I'm dying inside. I'm dying inside because it's not fully me. And that's an interesting thing to consider, too, as we are readjusting the feminine energies that are really big. The masculine is readjusting, too. Again, not just the gender, but the energy of the masculine. What does it mean to be a masculine energy? And so I realize these dreams, it's this ongoing, it's like a release, but it's also a cry for help, and it's like feeling stuck, and it's looking for love and looking for that sense of how do I feel what I feel and maintain the strength that people expect me to maintain, or the appearances, or what it means to be a man. Because as Brené Brown has shared, you know, the thing that most men are terrified of is looking weak. And so how do I understand all of myself without feeling weak or looking weak? And so there's this restructuring here of the masculine energies that I believe is stepping into more wholeness, and men share and process differently than women. The masculine shares differently than the feminine. So it's not as if they're meant to be the same, but it's allowing the differences to be accepted and understood. And I feel like the masculine energy that's being reprogrammed. So many of you who are going through this, you listen to this program too. And I want to validate that men who are experiencing this, this inner heart opening, this inner sense of you're feminine, you're connecting with the feminine, you are leaders, okay? So don't give up. Like, don't try to shut this down, and don't think that there's anything wrong with you. This is a leadership energy. You're moving through this in a way that's going to support so many more people in the years ahead. And so don't shut it down, but you might need more time to work through it and understand that the bigger picture is that it's going to help take you into this new experience of yourself and relationships that are aware of how you feel, and incorporating that into yourself as part of your inner harmony. You're not meant to do it the same way that women do. I realize I'm just, so please accept this as I'm trying to explain it, which is that the masculine moves through energies differently than the feminine. They're not meant to be the same. They're not meant to be identical. They are not the same process. And so the masculine is also going through big shifts here, and it's private. And it might not be that you sit in a circle and share it with everyone in the circle. Maybe you talk about it with a trusted older female or a trusted older male who gets it. Because the masculine is breaking out of these older paradigms, the stagnation of what it means to be a man, and you don't have to act anymore. You don't have to be that actor. You're meant to arrive at a new place of strength within yourself that you know and you carry, and it has that compassion, and it has that understanding that feelings aren't meant to be shut down. They're messengers that you're meant to hear and meet and hold and understand. And that the masculine is also going through a healing process too. And this could get really confusing and overwhelming if you feel that your masculine and your feminine are both moving through this energy. And I think that's part of what October is, actually, because there's this sense of parts of ourselves that are needing different things. And so maybe one day you go into the masculine and then 2 days later you're in the feminine. I think this is part of the teeter-totter that you just go into what feels right and where you need to place your attention. And to maintain that Libra objectivity that, okay, what I'm hearing is that you don't have to solve it all right now. You don't have to solve it all. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You just have to say, okay, I'm going through a reprogramming, a reworking of my inner relationships, of my own yin-yang, anima-animus. But the higher picture, the higher perspective is how, now I'm seeing again that gold and silver yin and yang. If you're not alone, spirit's here. God's here, your soul is here, it's pushing you, it's supporting you, it's helping you move through this. And it feels like it will be clearer, especially middle to late November. That's where I feel this turning point of energies. But until then, if it feels like you're really in this place of your deep inner world, to be very gentle with yourself and kind. You know, Venus in Scorpio is also making a trine to Neptune at 14 degrees of Pisces. And so that is the spiritual understanding of how things need to shift within you, of how your own, the definitions you've been holding of yourself, of your worth, of your power, of your sense of self-love, those definitions can expire, meaning they can become outdated and old, and you're meant to surrender them, transmute them, transform them, so that you're not stuck. So much of us is already transforming, and it's going to continue into the next decade. And so you don't want pieces of yourself left behind. I don't know why that's funny. That just makes me laugh. So it's like you could do all this work and all these other parts of your experience and parts of your life, but if you don't love yourself, if you don't understand your power, if you don't understand that you're worthy, well, that's truly foundational energy. And that affects your belief system. That affects how you relate to people. That affects what you create and how you manifest. So this is getting to the heart of some deeper themes that are meant to be looked at and felt, experienced. That can include tears. That can include anything on the emotional spectrum that you need to get out. And then it includes calling back in what is true for you, which is a reclaiming that sense of power, worth, love, and what you believe about yourself and what is possible for yourself in this lifetime. So there is this inner shift going on as we kick off October. And it is about looking at the harmony within yourself, what's out of balance, what is old, what needs to shift, what fears need to be transmuted and transformed. And we will talk more about this on Wednesday's show as well. So thank you for joining me. I'll see you back here on October 3rd. There are new podcasts on astrology every Monday and Wednesday to support you as we move through these energies. I'm very grateful for your presence today. Thank you so much. And you can find out more about me over at ConsciousCoolChic.com, and there's information below this video as well. Thank you so much, my friends, and I hope to see you back here on Wednesday. Have a good day. Take good care.